Good afternoon.
Come on.
How you guys doing?
Hello.
Who wants to start today?
How are you feeling? How's your shoulder?
I'm good. I'm not worried about it.
Is there any worry when you ever have to go get an MRI to check on your shoulder?
Not for me. No.
Do you understand the scare that people obviously have?
When
you walk
in, I'll be there.
You're not at practice.
Yeah, I'll be there Sunday. Don't worry about that. I'll be there.
Is it painful time? Are you going to play through pain?
I think everybody does. I mean, there's a lot of bumps and bruises over the course of, you know, a year. So I'm not concerned.
Is there any concern over how much focus and talk is on you, the offensive line, getting up, everybody on the same page as far as protection is concerned?
Well, you know, I think we're all, you know, trying to get on the same page, you know, all the time. And, you know, I think, you know, those guys have done a great job. I really do. I mean, I think they're fight their butts off on every play. And, you know, the ball's got to come out on time and you know, find the open guy and cut it loose. And you know, we got to do a good job of that at the quarterback position. So, you know, I love that group up front. We got great tackles, great center, great guards. You know, we've been in some competitive games, and we're going to keep fighting. So that's where it's at.
Every single week, the talent level of these guys in the front, this week it's going to be Williams and Wilkerson. And down the road, I know you don't look that far, but Poza, Vaughn Miller,
yeah.
Defense. It's just a wave after wave for those guys to deal with and you to deal with.
Yeah, and I think the key is it's you got to play the game on your terms, you know. I think we haven't done a great job of that. And, you know, not playing great football early in the game doesn't really get you to lead. So you're trying to fight and claw back the whole way, throw the ball. You know, you're probably, you know, run-pass ratio gets way out of balance. So you're throwing it all the time, which we've been doing. And it just gives them more opportunity, you know. So
we talk about all the different factors. With simple score and time of game be a huge factor? We're talking about Julian's not there and this, that, the
yeah.
other thing. Is the score one of the major parts of it?
Always. I mean, I think if you have a 3-touchdown lead in the third quarter, you know, it's different. You know, you're probably much more balanced on offense. And, you know, we've been a part of those, you know, quite a few times. If you're losing by, you know, 2 scores, you're just throwing it every down. You just got no choice. And that's, again, they can't, you know, sack you if you're handing the ball off. I mean, it's just, and I'm not concerned about that. I'm really not. I mean, you know, we all want to do a better job. We're all trying to play better. Certainly, you know, no one feels great about where we're at right now. But there's a lot of football left, and we're going to keep battling. Like I said, I have so much confidence in our offensive line and what we do every week, their preparation, their effort, their toughness, how well they're coached, you know, everything we're trying to do up front. And, you know, from my standpoint, I got to find the guy that's open and get rid of the ball. That's what I'm going to do.
So, I mean, you guys are right at the top of the league in terms of explosive plays created. Is our hits maybe just kind of the cost of doing business when it comes to some of those plays if you are holding on to the ball longer, let some of those rest develop?
I'm not sure. You know, I think, you know, correlations you can be made between, you know, a lot of different things with statistics and so forth. But, I mean, we've been pretty efficient throwing it, you know, this year. So just had, you know, probably not great execution. And I think that's what we're trying to improve. It's, you know, if you call a quick pass, you got to get it out on time. You call, you know, an intermediate pass, comes out on time. You throw a deeper pass, everyone knows. And, you know, that's what we're all trying to do. So I just think it's the overall level of execution. And certainly if I play better, you know, that'll help all of us.
Is it because maybe of your, as you age, your mobility's getting better and you're holding the ball longer because you think you can move around better in the pocket?
That's not it. Nope. I wish I could do that. But, yeah. I am what I am. Who said that?
Tom, how is it that on every...
That's a very famous quote. Popeye said that.
How is it on every key third down, or big play, fourth down, whatever? It seems like Danny Amendola is the one coming up with the play.
He's had such a great year. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Danny and everything he's meant to our offense. And I mean, he's so tough, and he's uncoverable. I mean, it's just... You look at the, you know, you turn on the tape, he's getting away from people. No matter what the route, no matter who's on him, no matter what's called, leverage, distance of the route, he's just been so great for us this year. And, you know, I'm going to try to keep finding him because when you have that kind of trust, you see it play after play after play, you know, you're the quarterback, you got one ball. You know, it goes to the guy who's open, and Danny's always finding a way to get open.
Has he done a pretty good job of trying to replicate some of the things that Julian does in the offense?
Yeah, and I think, you know, they're different players too. I think, you know, Danny's kind of always found his role in the things we've asked him to do. And, you know, he's still in that role, and he's doing a great job of it. I mean, he's doing as good as he possibly can. I don't think anyone could do better than what Danny's doing.
How much does this offense miss Rex Burkhead? I know he hasn't played for the last couple of days, but when he was in there, you were able to have another option that you had up there.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, the more guys we can have back healthy, and Rex, you know, when he's been in there, he's done some really good things for us. So I know he's working hard to get back. Hopefully it's this week, and you know, we love having him out there. He's been a great addition to the team, and, you know, hopefully he can go out and make some plays for us.
Tom, how good is this Jets team? How good is this Jets team? Is it different than years past, do you think? I know they're 3-2 as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good record. I mean, I think 3-2, and they're fighting. I think they played really well. I think they've had a good team, you know, and I think, you know, every time we play down there, it's been a tough game. In the last 5 years, it's been a bunch of tough games, and that's what we're expecting.
Tom, thus far, offensively, the tendency is you've been scoring a lot more in the first half than the second half. Are teams making adjustments, or how do you see that?
That's good. I mean, I think it's a small sample size, really. You know, 5 games. I mean, last game we didn't score much in the first half either. You know, we scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter in the Carolina game. Houston game, wasn't a great second half. You know, we didn't play very well in the KC game at all. So I just think it's, you know, there's still a lot of football left. And hopefully, I mean, that may or may not even out over the course of a year. You know, I don't think really things change for us, and we're trying to go out and execute at a really high level. And sometimes we don't really get the job done. You know, so our inconsistency has maybe led to some of those, but I mean, we'd like to score all the time.
How much of a toll does the hits and sacks take on your body? You've gotten sacked more times this year than you have all of last year.
You know, it's a physical sport, so I think everyone is dealing with something. You know, it's just part of the sport. And everyone's running around, and they're big, and they're fast, and they hit hard. And, you know, you have bumps and bruises, but, you know, you just deal with them the best you can and try to get ready for the next week.
Tom, this morning.
Thank you.
Well, firstly, in the name of Mexico, thank you so much for the video and the support in the earthquake. And
yes.
It's very important for the people in Mexico know that everybody take care about us. And after that, how are the feelings about going to Mexico and play there? Because the fans are crazy. They sold out the tickets in less than an hour, and
wow,
they are expecting you. Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be, you know, very exciting for our team. It's a, you know. Yeah, I've never been to Mexico City, so I'm very excited about it. Hopefully we can go play really well, but that's down the road a little bit. But, yeah, we obviously, you know, with going through such a tragic event, you know, hopefully the city really recovers, and I know it will, and hopefully we can bring a little bit of joy down there.
Well, see you there. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.